under old business. We'll start out with case number 9356. It's down to Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. Gentlemen, we got one, excuse me, one, two, three down there. And we tabled these three at our last regular meeting to allow our attorney, Mr. Burrell, he was to meet with the county administrator and some other county officials in regards to this. Would you like to give us a report on that, Mr. Burrell?
Sure. You have a copy of the letter that we addressed to counsel for the company that owns and operates Sierra. And basically, it's consistent with the position the board has taken for the last 6 months or so, that without decent surveys, you're not able to do your job in determining whether or not the structures meet setbacks, lot coverage, and the distance between structures within a mobile home park. There was a suggestion and I think one of the two cases under old business, God bless you, was a situation where the park ownership had actually just marked four corners and worked a survey from there. And we determined that's just not an acceptable situation. So what we've advised Sierra is that they have a couple of options. There is a survey from back in 83 that the Planning and Zoning Commission has had and has been using from time to time. Dawn and some of the folks from her office were able to determine that a lot of those markers are still there in the ground. They're not terribly difficult to find with an appropriate metal detector. So we've given them the option of either utilizing that survey or going out and having a survey done on their own if they prefer to do it that way. But without a good survey, it's simply impossible for the board to make a determination on issues involving setbacks and lot coverage, which are two of the three things that you have to decide with respect to mobile home lots. So I've also suggested to Dawn and or Will tomorrow and talk to Lawrence about it as well, that really the zoning office shouldn't even be entertaining new applications from those parks without the surveys.
Right.
My suggestion is that you can either leave them in limbo and then table them indefinitely until the survey is done. I would suggest that. There's no sense bringing them back up
until that's done.
Right.
So we could take both these cases?
That would take care of 56 and 51, I think.
Right.
The two in between were different areas.
Okay. Gentlemen, after hearing Mr. Burrell of his meeting, I would entertain a motion that we would just table them indefinitely until they present us with proper surveys.
So moved.
Can I have a second to that? Have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we table case number 9356. 9,551 indefinitely until we have a proper survey presented to the board or presented to the county.
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
51, so we're deeming that this survey is not
correct.
Not correct, it seems.
It wasn't based on any markers in the field. It was simply corners arbitrarily set by somebody.
Okay.
Really, it doesn't constitute a survey.
Okay, now. Okay. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. So those two cases are tabled. Now we have case number 9.